This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Ghana this evening on the first leg of his five-nation visit. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also address the Parliament of Ghana. In an exclusive interaction with Akashvani, the High Commission of India to Ghana, Manish Gupta highlighted the growing strength and multi-sectoral depth of the India-Ghana partnership, calling it one of the most dynamic bilateral relationship in West Africa. He emphasized that economic, trade and investment cooperation remain key pillars of engagement between the two nations.
Economic, trade and investment, these are one of the key pillars of our partnership with Ghana. Ghana's economy is now on the rebound. Since late last year, the economy has grown consistently by 4-5% on quarter-on-quarter basis. So that implies once the country gets out of the economic restructuring, you will have a slew of foreign investments, and that offers a new opportunities also to the Indian companies to invest over here.
After Ghana, Mr. Modi will visit Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. Senior BJP leader and defence Mr. Rajnath Singh today exhorted party leaders and workers to spread mass awareness about the people-centric policies and projects of PM Narendra Modi-led government, which brought turnaround in the life of people through the last 11 years. Mr. Singh was addressing the meeting of the BJP State Working Committee at Gyan Bhavan in Patna. He mentioned India's growth story in the sector of defence.
Aaj defence ke hathiyar, missile, कहीं बन रही हैं तो भारत की धरती पर बन रही हैं भारतवासियों के हाथों से बन रही हैं और हम दुनिया के दूसरे देशों को उसका एक्सपोर्ट भी कर रहे हैं और इस समय हमारा एक्सपोर्ट 24,000 करोड़ रुपए को क्रॉस कर चुका है और मैं आपको यकीन दिलाता हूं कि 2029 समाप्त होते होते हम डिफेंस इक्विपमेंट्स का उसका हम दुनिया को 50,000 करोड़ रुपए से ज्यादा का हम एक्सपोर्ट करेंगे 100 से अधिक देशों को एक्सपोर्ट करने का काम इस समय आपका भारत कर रहा है.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government is determined to dismantle every drug cartel and protect the youth. He congratulated the Narcotics Control Bureau and all agencies on busting a global drug cartel. Mr. Shah said the probe set a stellar example of multi-agency coordination, resulting in 8 arrests and seizures of 5 consignments, while triggering crackdowns in the US and Australia against the ring that operates across 4 continents and over 10 nations. He said the country's agencies are constantly monitoring sophisticated modes like crypto payments and anonymous drop shippers used by these gangs. Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandavia today said that 1 lakh crore rupees will be provided to employees and employers over the next 4 years through the Employment Linked Incentive ELI scheme. Talking to media in New Delhi, the minister said the scheme is the result of the employment-centric policy of the government. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will inaugurate the first national-level conference of chairpersons of urban local bodies in the states and union territories tomorrow at the International Centre for Automotive Technology, Manesar, in Haryana. The theme of the two-day conference is Role of Urban Local Bodies in Strengthening Constitutional Democracy and Nation-Building. The conference aims to serve as an important platform for outlining the important role of urban local bodies in a rapidly urbanizing country. The Pentagon has paused certain weapon deliveries to Ukraine, citing concerns about low U.S. stockpiles. White House spokesperson Anna Kelly said the move follows a global review of U.S. military aid, stressing America's interests come first. Halted items include air defense interceptors and precision munitions vital to Ukraine's defense. Since February 2022, the U.S. has provided over $66 billion in military support to Ukraine. Iran has begun work on its Fordo nuclear plant days after last month's U.S. airstrikes, with satellite images from Maxar Technologies showing a new access road and the deployment of construction equipment at the uranium enrichment facility. According to the captured images, Tehran has been working around the clock to repair the damage incurred at one of its key nuclear facilities. In cricket, India were 133 for 2 against England on day 1 in the second test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy series at Edgbaston in Birmingham a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.